I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Former Citigroup Chairman John Reed takes over the New York Stock Exchange today on an interim basis. He says he's going to take $1 a year for his services, quite a change from former CEO Richard Grasso, whose $188 million pay package led to his departure. Joining us to talk about whether there'll be other changes is Marketplace's Kai Ryssdal. Hi, Kai. $1 a year, it's a nice symbolic gesture, but what else is Mr. Reed going to do?
Well, you know, Alex, it kind of depends on where in the news cycle you picked up this story. The Wall Street Journal has had a couple of pieces over the past day or two saying Reed was set to radically reconfigure the board of directors at the exchange and that he's going to throw out a report on reform that's already even been written. But then last night, Mr. Reed himself had a press conference and he said, slow down, we're just not moving quite that fast. Here is exactly what he had to say about the board of directors.
It is true that we've had an embarrassment. And it is true that people will therefore say, gee, how can you listen to them? Well, we all make mistakes, and that doesn't mean that there is nothing that they can contribute.
It bears mention, that, Alex, that some directors have already left the board. The two big ones are Carl McCall. He managed Dick Grasso's departure. The other guy is Jürgen Schrempf. He's the chairman and CEO of Daimler Chrysler.
And why all the focus now on the board of directors, Kai?
Well, two reasons. One, they're the ones that are ultimately responsible for how the exchange goes about its business. And more particular to the New York Stock Exchange, since the exchange is a regulator of the markets, a lot of people are concerned about exactly who's on the board. More specifically, some CEOs of companies that are listed on the exchange also sit on the board of directors, which, if you think about it for a minute, is kind of a recipe for a conflict of interest. They set the rules for the market that trades their shares. It is a big issue, and here's just one indicator of how big. The first thing John Reed did yesterday after he got back from his vacation in the south of France was go to Washington to pay his respects to Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman William Donaldson, and he's a guy who had been really critical of the way things were run under Dick Grasso.
So how fast are changes going to occur?
I'd have to say sooner rather than later, just because it's such a high-profile thing, and Reed knows he's only got a limited amount of time that he can really be effective. Here he is again from that press conference last night.
I mean, it depends how quickly we can get our job done, but it clearly has to be months and a few months. I just don't think companies like interim management. They love it sort of for the first 2 weeks. And then they sort of say, well, but who's coming next?
And Reed picked a tough day to take over. The markets have been down all day. We will have more on the new regime at the New York Stock Exchange later today from the Marketplace newsroom. And a story about air traffic controllers. Ronald Reagan fired them. George Bush wants to privatize them.
Okay. Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Alex.